Kobe Smith worked for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation while completing degrees in journalism and international studies. After working in communications for an Australian Genomics Institute, Kobe moved to Cambridge, UK, where she managed science media projects. After some time in South America, she returned to Australia to work on the government's Inspiring Australia initiative. She's now completing her PhD in science communication through the Australian National Centre for Public Awareness of Science. She was also a part of the ADA initiative's first ADA camp and is an open access activist.
My more recent, or I guess mid-career path, it probably looks less sciencey than it actually is.
Yeah.
I actually did my two best subjects in high school. I got 20 out of 20 for biology and social science. Oh. And nonetheless, I decided to do my first two degrees in humanities, mainly because the tertiary entrance rank, which in South Australia is the thing that gets you into university, was much higher for journalism than it was for science. So therefore I thought journalism and not science must be a better career path, which that maybe that experience and some others like it helped lead me then into working in kind of science policy spaces, saying, why is it that people have aptitudes for science don't actually end up working in science? Because I myself have kind of come in and out of it depending on various social influences, which I don't know what it says about me as a kind of independent creature, but there you go.
It's a very interesting question, how people get engaged in science. And that's something you've researched as well. You've gone to Cambridge and been involved in science in the media and even the Inspiring Australia initiative. Is there much of a cultural difference, do you think, when it comes to engaging in science?
There are definitely different approaches.
Yeah.
And, yes, I definitely found that actually the week before I moved to South America, I did a presentation at the Royal Institution of Australia as a speaker about the Inspiring Australia initiative when it had first come out, and that was well before I worked on the project. And I was actually a bit critical of it because there are a lot of different kind of aims and objectives of science communication in Australia. And from my work in the UK, I very much came from a place of saying it should be about public engagement and decision-making and citizenship, as opposed to the kind of yay science model of people a big bang and then magically they'll become scientists so the world will be a better place.
Yeah.
Then when the Inspiring Australia initiative in Australia got funded, I was living in South America when the job came up, and a couple of people emailed it to me saying, hey, look, there's a job in your hometown about that project that you were talking about, which kind of, you know, I was looking at it in my PhD, so I knew more about it than a lot of people, and I applied for it but kind of made it clear that I'd probably be a critical voice in certain ways within the initiative as well. And I got the job, so I was allowed to do that, and I certainly did do that. And, yeah, I think like I'm very much of the kind of participatory, deliberative democracy, people need to know about science so that they can make informed decisions that affect their lives kind of style of engagement, rather than, you know, let's make everybody become engineers style of stuff.
I was interested to notice that you're involved in the ADA initiative.
Yeah, so the ADA initiative is an initiative for women in open technology, and it was created by a couple of amazing women who are probably much more techie than I am, although maybe I'm myself short in that way. I can code HTML and that's about it. But I was involved in the first ADA camp, which was in Melbourne at the start of this year. There was another one in Washington, D.C. a couple of months ago, which was a bunch of women in technology kind of getting together and talking about issues, you know, like different things. And I found that really, really valuable because I've been involved in various women in science type things. I get roped into them, particularly when I'm the only kind of one of few women in certain organizations I've been involved with. You kind of automatically get lumped into it. And some of it can be quite patronizing or repetitive, I find. But I found the ADA camp and ADA initiative to be really valuable and just real, and people were really practical about things, and for me it refocused some of my interests, like in terms of open access and advocacy and things like that. So yeah, I think they're going to try and do more ADA camps around the world, and if it's something that people are interested in, I definitely recommend expressing interest in signing up to their stuff, because it's really great.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, that's all part of engaging in science and getting the public involved. And that's currently the focus of your PhD, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's interesting that you say that, because one of the things that I'm interested in within my research is who is the public, and you're a member of the public, Kylie.
Yeah.
I'm a member of the public as well. Mm. And certainly as a participant in AdaCamp, you know, you could say that that was an initiative about engaging the public in technology, if we're the public's, but then like, am I a stakeholder? Am I a public? Am I a vested interest? Am I an expert? Am I a layperson? Like all of these labels and decisions about who participates in what I find interesting. And I find that the way that you participate in stuff, depending on what your position is, can affect how you participate in that process, which has implications for democracy. And because I have a background in journalism rather than research, whenever I get about to this point in talking about my research, some little voice in my head starts going, you're starting to sound like an academic, you're kind of everyday language anymore, you're starting to sound like a bit of an idiot.
Yeah.
And then you want to stop talking about it. But yeah, I find it interesting that there's all this push to engage the public.
Mm.
But the public is everybody,
yeah,
including scientists, including politicians. And so I think it's interesting how we frame these things.
Now, Kobe, I noticed that you're involved in a number of sessions at Science Rewired, including helping out with one on gaming for good, about creative thinking, gaming platforms, and the influence it can have on people's behaviour.
It's one of the things that I'm going to be helping to facilitate, I guess.
Yeah.
Deb Cleland, also from ANU, is doing her PhD on gaming as a way of doing participatory engagement, which is where our research really overlaps. And I'm involved in a few different sessions in Science Rewired. I'm also going to be involved in a Science and Society workshop.
Yes, yes.
A panel later in the day about is social media a panacea for public engagement?
Mm.
And I think that if you put is X a panacea for X in any case, then the answer is no. But I'm involved in various different sessions, and that I think comes out of my involvement in the previous Media 140 science-focused event in Brisbane last year,
yeah,
in which I talked about memes and food security. So I guess I'm involved in this one a little bit more as a producer slash facilitator rather than just as a presenter like I was last time.
Cool. Oh, well, I'm looking forward to seeing what you're going to be bringing to this.
Indeed, I'm looking forward to it's really cool. I because of my involvement last year, I had the chance to suggest a few different presenters to Andy and Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like this is going to be a real self-indulgence for me. I get to have a whole bunch of really cool people that I'm really looking forward to spending time with in one place at
Right.
the same time. So I think it's going to be an amazing energy and dynamic. And I just, there's just so much amazing energy that's going to be in the room. I just can't wait to see what comes out of it.
Uh-huh. And it is long to go, which is great too.
This is very true.
Thanks so much for talking to me, Kobe.
Thank you, Kylie.